The Czar and Sammy in the morning and our dumb criminal of the day. We're heading down to the great state of Florida.
Okay.
No surprise there.
Always.
We're going to Florida a lot here. No idea why this guy would want to leave his wife. Well, he told her the Sunday that he wanted separation.
Okay.
He was ready to leave. He'd had enough. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit older. 73 and 68.
Okay.
Is the couple. Well, they were married for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not happy, so he was leaving.
Okay.
She was not happy with that. She responded by pulling out her taser and zapping him repeatedly.
Oh, no.
Taser.
Okay.
I think that's probably one of the worst ways a breakup could go.
Yeah, I mean, and who just has a taser?
68-year-old woman Pamela from Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, there you go.
That's who's carrying around a taser. He called the cops on her, and she was arrested for felony domestic battery. So she's going to find herself in a little bit of hot water.
I mean, breakups, they're no fun. Breakups can suck. But don't taser a guy just because he doesn't want to be with you.
And looks like breakups continue to not be good when you're well into your 60s.
Yeah, exactly. Can't get over it.
This is what we have to look forward to, right?
Yay.
Even the elderly struggling with dating in 2020. This 68-year-old woman was not happy when her husband told her he wanted to separate, so she tased him.
There you go. Boom.
Now arrested for felony domestic battery, and some rougher times are probably in her near future. Don't tase your significant other just when they say they want to be separated. Or else you become our dumb criminal of the day. It's Waltz 102.